At 6:06, it is clear and a tropical 89 degrees in Tulsa this morning, headed to 111 with another excessive heat warning posted for the region. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. We will know later this morning if Tulsa has topped the magic number where the mayor will ask for voluntary water restrictions. Now, we used 198 million gallons on Sunday, and if we hit 197 million gallons yesterday, the city ordinance calls for restrictions to begin.
There's nobody going to get a ticket or anything like that. It's strictly voluntary. Now, if we reach the next level, which I believe is 204 million gallons a day, then the mayor can impose, according to the ordinance, mandatory restrictions.
That is the city's Bob Bledsoe. Now, Tulsa has lots of water. That's not the problem. He says the issue is overtaxing the pumping system to meet the demand. Well, the first step necessary to move drought-stricken Oklahoma toward possible federal assistance has been taken. Governor Fallon issued an executive order declaring a state of emergency in all 77 counties due to the extreme or exceptional drought conditions. Now, her order allows state agencies to make emergency purchases related to disaster relief and preparedness. Meanwhile, a ban on outdoor burning has been extended for another week in Tulsa County.
Drought conditions are worse this week than last, prompting the latest extension of a burn ban.
We go with several different factors on the U.S. drought survey of how they're predicting the dryness of the area. We go on from their recommendation, plus the National Weather Service saying that no rain, high winds, that's just fuel for if a small fire starts to take off.
Deputy Area Emergency Manager Jamie Ott says nearly all of Northeast Oklahoma is now under a burn ban as the extreme drought conditions persist. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Personhood heads to the U.S. Supreme Court. Personhood USA filed a petition with the nation's highest court yesterday. It asked the U.S. Supreme Court to reverse a ruling by the Oklahoma Supreme Court that stopped the ballot measure. Police chiefs from across the state gather in Tulsa for the annual training conference of the Oklahoma Association of Chiefs of Police. The association's director, Phil Cotton, says the training can be especially useful in small town departments.
In Oklahoma, about 90% of our police agencies are 10 or fewer officers, so the vast majority the 350 cities that have a police department are very small. There's some that only have one or two officers.
The conference also features an expo for the latest law enforcement technology. A Northside minister is shot overnight in Tulsa when someone kicked in the door of his home in the Reservoir Hill area. The Reverend Kenneth Brooks was alert when he was transported to the hospital. The Tulsa Sheriff's Office makes changes in the top command structure. The rank of major, something gone since the 1990s, is being reinstated. Three supervisors are being promoted. Sheriff Stanley Gland says reacquiring the jail and the promotion of Tim Albin as undersheriff make the changes possible.
There'll be one over the Faulkner building, there'll be one over the courthouse, and one will be assigned to the jail.
The Sergeant Shannon Clark, Captain John Bowman, and Captain Tom Huckabee are all promoted to the rank of major, effective August 1st. Our weather forecast, an excessive heat warning for today. Today through Thursday, sunny and hot with highs each day at 111. The lows each night at or above 80 degrees. On Friday, we'll be at 104. Saturday, a slight chance of some rain, still hot, and a high of 101. National Weather Service radar is all clear this morning. Now at 610, it is clear in 89. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.